Hey everyone, happy Halloween. I am a little bit bored before I head out for Halloween. So I found CB's Playful, Innocent, Lustful list of intimate topics, and I thought I would go ahead and do that because it looked really fun. So I guess it's time for some rambling and getting to know a little bit more about me. Number one. On a scale of 1 to 10, how similar are you to your GWA persona? 1 not being not like at all. I am me, so I guess I would say 10. I'm exactly like this in person. Maybe I don't say all the naughty words all the time, but I do curse like a sailor, so I guess probably. But yeah, totally me. If you met me in person, this is how I would be. So I'm curious though, do people have different personas on here? Like, is this a place where people like role play not as themselves but like a whole different person? So they just build this big person up? I'm curious about that. Interesting. Number two, what's the story behind your username? Squeaks and giggles. Is really what people would just call me since I was like in high school. People like to come up behind me and poke me in my sides, which will make me squeak like eep or something silly. I've done it forever, so, and I giggle a lot at everything. So in college, well, in high school they would call me squeaks and some people would call me giggles. In college, a friend of mine thought it was hysterical, so had me a shirt made that said squeaks and giggles with the E-E-K because I like to say eek a lot, so I thought it was appropriate. That's a lot about my username. Okay. How many languages do you speak? I speak English. And I speak Valley Girl sometimes. I can say fashizzle, so whatever that is. I kind of know Latin. I can understand German and Russian, but I can't speak it, which is weird. But my family, I grew up with them, a lot of them speaking German and Russian, so I can understand what they say, but I've been so out of practice. I can speak a little bit of French, but I don't really know anything sexy in French. I really want to learn Italian though, because I think Italian is beautiful. So I can say something sexy for you, but it's gonna be in English. Fuck me hard. There you go. There's my sexy. Who is my celebrity lookalike? Anyone who is 5'1" with reddish brown hair and tattoos and piercings everywhere, that would be my celebrity lookalike. No, I don't really think that there's a celebrity that looks like me, so I hope someone cute. I look young for my age, so there we go. Who knows my secrets? Can I share any of them with you? No one here knows any of my secrets. I don't know that I have a lot of secrets. The one I keep to myself, I guess, is that I got arrested once and that's totally embarrassing to me. So nobody knows that secret. So there you go. I will share that secret with all of you guys that I got arrested once. I won't say why. It was the most terrifying experience of my life, though. So there you go. Number six, what bad habits do you have? I curse a lot, like a lot. I watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians, which is a super bad habit because they're so stupid. I can't even explain it, so that's a bad habit for me. I click my tongue ring against the back of my teeth, which is not good for your teeth. My dentist gets very mad at me. I am addicted to tattoos. I don't know if that's a bad habit though. I crunch candy. That's a huge habit. It drives people insane. Like if you have a hard piece of candy, like I can't just suck on it, which I know, whatever. But I like to chew it because I like that crunchy feel. So that's a bad habit, and I really like to masturbate. Even if I've had sex like four times in a day, I still like to masturbate. But that's not really a bad habit, right? I don't know. Seven, tell us the story of losing your virginity. I was 15 and he was 19, I think. He was home from college and he was super cute. Oh my gosh, guys, so cute. But he came to a football game and I was in band and I wasn't like in a sexy outfit or anything, but he started flirting with me and we hung out at the game after the band performance. And we hung out for a couple weeks because he could come home from college super easily. And then we had sex. It was really good. I mean, I guess it's kind of pervy now that I think about it that he was 19 and he hit a 15-year-old, like, tapped it, but it was fun. And I mean, he was super gentle. It wasn't like he made me do it. I really wanted to. It was a lot of fun. And he was 19, so he knew stuff, like, good stuff. So, my first time, I was kind of blessed. So, there we go. I don't know if you want details, but I was 15, so I'm not going to give them to you. How frequently do you have sex with someone else? Every day. With myself, every day. I have a boyfriend, so I know, heartbreaker. No, I'm joking. We have sex every day, sometimes twice, sometimes three times, depending on my mood. With myself, definitely twice a day, probably when I wake up. Usually because he's not here and I want sex. Or when I'm like moody or something, like that makes me feel better. What is my biggest regret? My biggest regret? Not paying more attention to what I wanted to be in college because I have a major and like I got my degree and everything, but it's completely useless unless I live near a museum, which I don't. So, that's my biggest regret. What would I choose as my death row meal? Oh man, can I have all the foods? That would be fantastic. Definitely pot brownies. Like, can you even request that? I don't know. But pot brownies, probably Mexican food. I love Mexican food. Tacos, fajitas, quesadillas, chips and salsa. So probably Mexican food, like steak and chicken. Would be so good. What is my favorite scent? I actually have two. I like to smell like cinnamon, like the red hot cinnamon, because oh my god, it smells so good and I love it. I found this awesome shampoo and conditioner that smells like it. And I also really like mint. Like, I love the scent of mint. It just is super fun and it just smells clean and it's just nice. What do I wear to bed on a regular night? Usually just a tank top and panties because I like to be cold when I sleep. So we have the window open, but that means I have to like bundle under like 20 different covers, which means it get hot under there. So I keep it simple. I don't like a lot of clothes. I don't like to twist and turn, but I keep clothes on because I remember in college there was like a fire and I was naked and I had to go downstairs and so I had to put a robe on and it was just awkward. So now I just sleep in tank tops and undies. On sexy time nights. Really? Like, if I'm trying to seduce someone, it's gonna be a corset and thigh highs and heels or like a teddy or something. But I mean, every night a sexy time night. So, do I read in bed? Yes, I do read in bed because I find that it relaxes me. If I'm reading in bed with my boyfriend there, I try to read something that's going to kind of turn him on. One of my favorites is the Sleeping Beauty trilogy by Anne Rice because it's super sexy. If you guys haven't read it, you should, totally should. Let's see, where was I? Who is my favorite author? I actually have two favorite authors, and you guys probably are never going to ever, ever know of them. It's Pierce Anthony. He writes this fantastic fantasy line set in a place called Xanth, and it's kind of for young adults, but there are some like sexy qualities to it, so it's kind of for adults. And Elizabeth Peters. She writes, a trilogy of, or not a trilogy, I'm sorry, a whole series about an archaeologist, and it's called the Elizabeth Peabody series, and it's fantastic. And I wanted to be an archaeologist when I was little, so there we go. Tell us about your most recent sexual encounter. This morning, it was in the shower. We were both just ready to go. It was pretty hot. Shower sex is really hot. I mean, but it's really hard to do. Like, you have to be able to balance. And luckily, I'm tiny, so I can just be tossed around. But we have these bars in our shower that help. So I recommend getting bars. What one word best describes you inside the bedroom? Anything goes? That's two words. Let's see, adventurous. Like, I'll try anything twice if I like it, three times if I love it. Outside the bedroom, I'm the exact same way. I like to try new things, meet new people. I feel like you should never turn something down because if you like it, then that's great. But if you don't, then you know? So that's just me. Do I have any tattoos or piercings? Yes, I have 16 tattoos and two piercings besides my ears. I mean, everyone has their ears pierced, I think, but I have my tongue pierced and the hood of my clit pierced. So there you go. Have you ever come without touching your penis or pussy? Yes. When you get your clit pierced, well, the hood of your clit or even your clit, I don't know many people who have that pierced. You can randomly have orgasms for a while because it's super sensitive, and if you brush the wrong way or something, it can make you have an orgasm. So when I got it pierced, I was actually going home to have dinner with my folks, and I was in the truck with my dad, and we hit a bump, and I had an orgasm, so I had to hide it from him, and it was the most awkward thing I've ever been through in my entire life. So there you go. What is your record for coming in 24 hours? Did you challenge yourself to it or did it just happen? Are you multi-orgasmic? I am multi-orgasmic and I love that. Ladies, you should totally try it. Guys, you can try it too. I mean, my boyfriend can do it. I'm sure you can. Did I challenge myself to it? No, we just had a day full of sex. So I think it was. I lost count. The first round, like for the first couple hours, I think it was like eight times, and then we took like a break. And so, I mean, it was a lot. Like, I felt totally dehydrated that day, and I drank water all day long. So, I don't even know, but it was a lot. What is on my sexual bucket list? I do pretty much everything that I want. I would like to make a porn. I really would. Just because I feel like that would be super freeing, but I would have to know like the people I were doing it with, you know? But I would want it to be like directed and like a script written for me, and I think that just would be super fun. So probably that. Describe what an orgasm feels like you. I am not gonna have an orgasm for you guys yet, only because I'm still getting comfortable with the sight, but it will happen, I promise. But an orgasm to me just feels amazing. And I know that everyone says that. Usually it starts with like the fire in the bottom of your stomach and it just spreads throughout you. So your whole body feels on fire and it's tingling and it gets so hot. Like it's just insanely hot. Even if I'm outside, it would be insanely hot. And it explodes, and like I seriously see dots when it happens, like fireworks. But that's just what it feels like. I don't know how else to describe it. I have more baking to do, though, but luckily that's the end of this. I've babbled for about 13 minutes, so I think that's enough of me. I do look forward to hearing everyone else's answers. I've actually been going down the list, and some of them are pretty fantastic. So I hope everyone has fun. Bye!